Coach's Insight programs here on Care Country as we get you set for week 7 of high school football in the area. We're starting things off here with Atchison football coach. That is Jordan Malcolm. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, at Highland Park last week, you played a Thursday night game a week ago. Highland Park getting the win 42-18. We'll dive into it in a moment, but just give us the overall thoughts and takeaways from the game last week at HP.
Too many mistakes. Shot ourselves in the foot.
Well, I guess if you want to expand on that just a touch, I mean, you know, Highland Park, good team, good athletes. I know getting off to kind of a slow start, and I guess just a little bit more specifically in terms of just those mistakes and how it kind of cost you throughout the game.
Let's see. Started the game off. We had a bad snap, resulted in a turnover. Get a good stop on defense, come back on offense, get a blocked punt that resulted in a touchdown. Go back on defense and they aired out and we couldn't get a stop. So that was 2 touchdowns right there. And then go back on offense and just more mistakes of not finishing drives and fumbling. So, for us, Highland Park's credit to them. They're a phenomenal team, great coaching staff. But again, it's just us completing series, completing drives and take care of the football and not beating ourselves.
When you're kind of in this position where, you know, these kind of mistakes are happening here in the last couple of weeks, and we're getting to the point here at the end of the regular season where you want to be playing your best ball about this time, is it as simple when you get back to practice? Is it going back to the basics? Are you honing in on a certain few things? I mean, how does the practice schedule kind of look out when you're trying to fix some of these things before the end of the season?
Absolutely. We start every day with a pre-practice, and that's going back to the basics, the fundamentals of what it needs to be, ball security, making the right reads defensively, communicating, the whole nine. So we start every practice off that way, and now it's just about staying consistent with it.
Yeah, turnovers, I know we've talked about that over the last couple of weeks, but in that game against Highland Park, Leighton Boldridge had a nice night rushing for you, 12 carries for 113 yards. Talk about him, what have you seen, and then maybe specifically what you saw from him in that game.
Fantastic. He's catching his rhythm, especially coming after his surgery. He's starting to feel healthy and 100% and starting to show within his gameplay. Just being a leader, you know, he's coming along slowly but surely with that as well. And, great night by him. We just got to figure out the cramps. He just keeps cramping. We solved the cramping issues, and it'd probably be a better night, longer night for him.
Maybe a little bit extra Gatorade on the sideline coming up here for the next couple of weeks. But you guys get the Parsons Vikings here in week number 7. You get them at home. It'll be our feature game on Care Country. But this Vikings team, very elite in terms of their rushing attack. They got a running back with over 1,000 yards already, averaging about $170 per game. You put this Parsons team on tape. They're in Southeast Kansas, formerly in the Southeast Kansas League, but playing teams like Fort Scott, Labette County, and Frontenac, who's a very good squad as well. But the initial thoughts on this Parsons team that you're going to be hosting on Friday night?
Well, you said it. Got to stop the run. That's the key deal for us. Stop the run, put the ball in the end zone. It should be a very fun night on Atchison's field.
Yeah, no doubt. Give us a few keys. What's it going to take to bounce back and get a win this week?
A few keys. Again, just tighten up our own mistakes, stop the run, come out with a victory. That's really it. Just those two keys right there.
There it
is. Tighten up the mistakes and stop the run.
Yeah, no, for sure. Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm joining us. They get Parsons at home this week before wrapping up the regular season next week against KC Wyandotte with that being a Metal Art Conference game as well. So Parsons this week, Wyandotte to close it out next week. Coach, always appreciate the time. Thanks again.
Thank you, Brandon.